If Christmas shoppers in California hear a strange rumbling sound mixed with the carols at the mall next week, it may be coming from the empty stomachs of the workers there, or so say labor leaders. They're fighting new regulations proposed by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's administration that could make it harder for workers to take a lunch break. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
What could be simpler than lunch? Unless lunch becomes a subject of a governmental regulation, then it becomes so complicated no one can agree whether the menu is caviar or beans. Under current California law, employers must give workers at least a half-hour break for lunch after 5 hours of work. This has been the rule, more or less, for decades. But according to Art Pulaski of the California Labor Federation, the Schwarzenegger administration is proposing to let employers avoid giving lunch breaks altogether.
If they simply inform the employee of the, quote, circumstances under which the employee is entitled to a meal period, end quote, and then the employee acknowledges it in writing. As a result of that, they are absolved of their responsibility to actually provide the lunch break.
But Pulaski's got it all wrong, says Rick Rice, the assistant secretary for the state's Labor and Workforce Development Agency. As he reads the proposed changes, workers would still get to eat lunch, but there'd be some leeway so that a break could take place as late as the sixth hour of work. And there are a number of situations, says Rice, when workers might prefer it this way.
Roofers, for example, in the construction industry, they may want to work through lunch because it's threatening to rain. And if it rains, they all have to go home. You know, it's important to have that type of flexibility.
Rice acknowledges that the proposed changes aren't simply for the convenience of workers. Employers, he says, are being targeted by lawsuits for even small infractions of the lunch break rules. So another provision would cut the statute of limitations for bringing those kinds of lawsuits from 3 years to just one.
When you're threatening hundreds of employers with lawsuits, that means jobs will be taken away. You know, we have an economic issue in California. We want to return California to a thriving economy. We think it's moving along. We want to make sure we don't destroy it. And this becomes extremely important to deal with these issues right away.
So important that the proposals were filed on an emergency basis last Friday. That means just 5 days for public comment, including last Saturday and Sunday, and up to 5 more days for state officials to decide if the rules will take effect.
It's clearly no emergency.
Democratic legislator Paul Koretz chairs the Labor and Employment Committee in the State Assembly.
The definition of an emergency regulation is something this doesn't meet in any way. There's no real threat to safety that would be required.
Koretz and other opponents of the proposed regulations contend the Labor and Workforce Agency doesn't even have the authority to make these changes. The California Labor Federation's Art Pulaski puts it this way.
You cannot take away meal breaks from workers in California because it's a law, and the governor cannot undo a law.
That may be tested with litigation. Meanwhile, if state officials approve the new lunch rules, they'll go into effect next week. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.